listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Yo, it's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy Mike J. It's your boy Trav and Mike J today. And Groovy Drew had a message for y'all. He said, fuck the big three. It's just Big Kim. So he said, fuck it.
But yeah, we just gonna drop you an episode. So much going on in the music world today. So many sneak disses. It's like the civil war of hip hop right now. It's like pick a side, choose a side. Or you gonna be neutral, or I don't know. But you know, we've been seeing Drake, we've been seeing Kanye. No, not even Kanye. Well, Kanye throw his little shit out with Kendrick. You see J. Cole, and you see Kendrick, and you see everybody getting overshadowed by it when they try to release shit. So it's a lot going on. You got the dealer on the loose, riding his bike, allegedly going to get sued. So hey, it's been a good year for hip hop in a long time.
Yeah.
Back to the
essence. He said what?
I said back to the essence of hip hop.
Yeah,
controversies and beef.
Yeah. I see Glorilla and JT going at it.
Oh yeah.
I said, damn. At first we got all this shit going on, man. But I just like if people try to bring stats and awards and accolades to the shit, I like balls.
It don't matter. Gonna come this competition rap. Can you rap or not?
Thank you. Enjoy the shit. Niggas ain't trying to die about the shit.
Mm-mm.
So
accolades don't got nothing to do with it. They were like with Jay-Z and Nas when they don't whack shit. We're gonna see who made the best song and got the best lyrics. Let's see who got the best.
Yeah. So yeah. Motherfuckers be thinking, oh, Drake this, Drake that. Oh, Drake ain't responding. Hey, you think Drake gonna let that shit slide? Drake just building the anticipation. Drake like a spooky.
Oh no, he might let it slide now. He won 1-4. Who have he beat beside Meek Mill?
Damn. Let me think. He beat somebody.
Never mind. I ain't gonna say that.
You know who I'm gonna say. You can take it out. X. I'm about to.
DMX. Never beat.
No, XX.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
He can't take stuff out no more. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
He can't take stuff out no more anyway.
Fuck it. Hey, allegedly. But yeah, rest in peace. But yeah, you're right, Drake. Common went at Drake.
Yo, Common. A whole bunch of people went at Drake.
P. Diddy slapped his head at him, allegedly.
Common, Ludacris, we know Pusha T.
Oh yeah,
Kanye, yeah, dang.
Oh yeah, Kanye, yeah.
Shit, damn. The only one that's really you got a clear cut win against was Meek Mill, back to back, and that's responsible so far, in my opinion.
You think so?
Back to back as a diss track, it wasn't a great diss track. This shit that was very popular at the time. They hyped it up. That shit wasn't like a good history.
Ain't gonna cap to you, I like Charged Up better than Back to Back. It was just in the moment thing because niggas were back to back.
Yeah.
But niggas get like, I hate how Twitter be like, when you go on Twitter, niggas be dick riding. But when somebody got an opinion or Kendrick wanna, cause Kendrick all about competition. He been said this shit. When he shut everybody up with that trophy style. He wanted to
pull the bar. He said, pull the bar. Let's go.
He was like, hey, what you want to do? He did. He said, I don't want to do this nigga because I fuck with him. He said, he gonna tell that guy that. I don't want to do G Money like that.
Yeah, I think to me, in my opinion, you gotta do another, because to me it was subpar. It was good. It was alright, but it ain't, because you pretty much used Takeover. You most of the song was rewritten Jay-Z bars from the Takeover and the other song.
Yeah, because that Divide part, I heard it before.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
I was like, it was dope though. I said he should have came in with that conductor, because that beat, I wasn't feeling the beat.
Yeah.
But when that conductor came in, I said, uh-oh. And then he basically sampled the energy from Drake. But I mean, they say he was, what was happening was Kendrick baked them niggas in. He said, yeah, I just gave me a pass, so you gonna diss me? He trapped them niggas, because now he's like, you contradicted yourself. He said, I'm part of the big three, Kendrick and me. Now I'm saying, fuck the big three. Now you gonna come back and diss me? That ain't gonna work. And he had the audacity, and we always say this, he had the audacity to say, to pimp a butterfly, put niggas to sleep. No, it fucking
did. Oh, yeah. See, that one he messed up at, because everybody know, like,
my nigga.
People say J. Cole album put him to sleep. Not like J. Cole album, but people say his albums are, they put his CD on, put people to sleep. So that's why
Truly Yours put me to sleep.
Yeah, it's like, I get where he was going at, but he should have just rapped, like, left the Jay-Z bars out. Just come at it. We didn't.
Yeah. I mean, you could have, but here's the thing about Kendrick. Kendrick a vague-ass person. He ain't gonna tell you too much about his shit. He ain't gonna be in the limelight too much. He'll probably do some shit, like right now he wearing some, wearing some weird shit and all that. I think he just trying to do stuff. I mean, you could say that, but shit. He could have said some shit about Good Kid, Mad City or something, but that'd been kind of disrespectful. I don't think Jay wanted to be, like you said, it was a warning shot. He didn't want to come out too disrespectful. Trust me, he could have did some shit. He could have went back to the old, Overly Dedicated and Section 80 and all that. Could have went back on them bars and shit, but yeah. But what you, so you say you wasn't feeling the diss or the album itself?
I like it. It's pretty good. But I think, it's a couple songs on there, but it ain't like, it ain't this greatest thing, yo. It's a good mixtape. That's what I'm calling it, because most of it getting ready. Pretty much getting ready for his fall off.
Yeah.
So I guess it's set up.
Yeah.
Like, he could have kept the same, wish he kept the same momentum. Like, I'm ready. So no, been good.
I ain't gonna lie. When he came in with Young Dro, I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was good. I said, okay. I said, what you gonna do, bro? I said, yeah, T.I., you dropped the ball.
Yeah, Joker already could have rap, though. He just, I don't know, T.I. got something else going on. Like,
and you dropped the ball.
But a lot of it was a drop out too, with the drugs stuff.
I forgot all about that, yeah. Damn.
A lot of shit hip hop. He don't pop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't think Kendrick gonna respond, though.
Kendrick ain't gonna respond to his album drop. He taking this for his little rollout, because you see J. Cole rollout was getting on features.
Yeah.
And now his rollout was getting on features. Now it turned into a diss. Now Future and Metro Boomin, they on a crash course. And I pray to God that they got Pusha T on the next album. That's wishful thinking. But Kendrick gonna use this momentum. He said, yeah, I'ma put little stuff here and put a little stuff here. Because I was gonna gatekeep this shit, but there's a website that they show all the unreleased tracks from people. Like, they have unreleased tracks from Tupac and everything. And I saw Kendrick shit. This nigga was working on Mr. Morale, like, in the beginning of 2018.
Yeah.
So he had like the one he said, quit playing me before I turn you into a song. He'll call them motherfuckers out. He'll call them French Montana and all them niggas out.
Oh yeah, so, he called, like, he went and this way. He went at Big Sean and all of them. He called all of them out.
Yeah, him and Big Sean ain't. He been at Big Sean.
Yeah,
Big Sean worst. Hey, Big Sean biggest downfall ever. Quentin Kendrick on that damn control.
Oh yeah.
When that control hit, that shit was like an atomic bomb for the rap game. It woke everybody up. It's like, okay, nigga. Then everybody tried to make a release and diss track and all that shit. So it is what it is. I just don't like, you could be a fan of all three of them and just enjoy the music, but don't come on line and get think pieces like we give a fuck about accolades. Yeah. But I for me, Grammy, that nigga J. Cole said, and excuse my French, this is, I quote from J. Cole, he said, I don't care about a Grammy because them crackers never did nothing for me. I'm like, damn. So, you're pretty sure he ain't gonna win a Grammy for no time soon. But I feel like all these accolades, all these, oh, well, he sold this, Drake got this. I like me and, shout out to Looney T, me and him were talking about it. I said, Drake got the most female fan base, so he gonna get extra numbers. Can't beat that. Yeah, he gonna have more females. If you eliminate the females out of his numbers, he'll probably go down to 50 or to 40. Same back with Kendrick and them. But them niggas can get busy. And don't have like, and look, everybody think it's beef. Like, see, this whole generation don't know. It used to be competition. Now everybody thinks like beef means somebody gotta die. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Wale called out J. Cole and they came buddies again. Shit. But Kendrick gonna respond. He gonna probably have Baby Keem up there with ad lib saying bitch and all that shit. Yeah, and that's how it's gonna be. So it's gonna be good.
What problem with drinking and Travis Scott? Like, he's playing Travis Scott. Like,
that's some, now that was some light skinny shit right there. It was funny. And that nigga shot at that damn Astro World blimp. I said, bro, come on, man. Travis Scott is a neutral ass nigga.
Yeah.
He's a neutral ass nigga. He even let you come on the album and take shots at Pharrell and Kanye. And Drake was like, if you ain't 100% with me, it's off. But Travis Scott ain't really beef with nobody but except for ASAP Rocky, and just because people think he stole his swag and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That probably the only thing Travis Scott was beefing with. He ain't really beef with nobody. If you could talk about him, he probably gonna be cool. He there to make money.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people fought with him. That's just me. But you know Drake will turn his back on people real quick. Okay, you already know how Party Next Door and him almost fell out, so him in the Weeknd.
What the problem with him and Travis Scott? Yeah, what could I get? Because Travis Scott was on the Future and on Metro album.
Hell yeah, I mean, he was on Kanye's album. Shit, he dedicated basically Utopia to Kanye. He got him there. I mean, what you want him to do? Yeah, that's Kanye. Kanye brought him in the game.
Oh, yeah.
So, shit, Drake can't be that mad at Kanye. They got on there. For that Larry Hoover concert, and they became, because this is entertainment. At the end of the day, it's entertainment. Unless you really gonna be about that shit, and then somebody gonna die. But this is hip hop. This is the fuck we wanted.
Yeah, this is this battle rap.
That's what I'm saying, is what we wanted. I don't know. How you feel about that shit, Drake and Future? Over pillow talking.
Yeah, I should have just talked about it. They could have just talked it out instead of making it an issue like it is. But for them to fall out like that, it's crazy. Like, you shoot, y'all made a good tantrum. So, yeah, they're going to. Pretty much, we really just got one album out of them. One true album, One Time to Be Alive. Everybody thought when Life is Good came out, like, shit, everybody thought, it's part two. It never came up.
I think what you said, I think you told me that Future album, was it what Future album he dropped? It was supposed to be I Never Liked You. That was supposed to be him and Drake. Yeah. All them songs. Yeah. I could see it. That's why they did that that Tim's I Wait For You. Yeah. So if it's over there, and I even looked at the girl, she's a fine young lady. But you can find, that's a dime a dozen.
Yes,
you Drake and Future. Mm-hmm. You Drake and Future. If he came up and if he said some detrimental shit, I don't really fuck with him. It's just money and all that shit. Why the fuck you saying that to a damn eater though?
Why you saying that to a slap piece of bitch? You know what I'm saying, bro? I don't know. These niggas get a little tender when they get around some pussy and shit. Like, they ain't never had pussy before. I don't get it. There's too many women out here for y'all to be not working together and making classical music, because a lot of beef has fucked up our chances to see incredible music. But now it's gotten into competition, motherfuckers dropping shit. Cause I was about to go to bed at 12 and then I just saw J. Cole. I said, hey, bro, look at this shit. Shit. He came hard. I like the album though. But he gonna have to do his homework on Kendrick, because has anybody, let's just say this, has anybody, I don't even gonna say relevant, but who has came at Kendrick, really?
Nobody.
Exactly.
But I don't know, him, Drake been shooting for years though. He just like, shit. I think it's the same way with him and Kanye. It seems like he been shooting for years and shit. They probably like, hey.
Yeah. Kanye, you know Kanye, everybody know Kanye an asshole. So yeah. He gonna say, I killed him on No More Parties in LA. I said, nigga, I'm a Kanye West, I'm the biggest Kanye West fan. And the whole time I said, nigga, you didn't have that track since 2011. Bro. Hell. Nah, bro, cause he was supposed to be on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. As a nigga, you had a writer's block and you say you killed him. But still, and he took him off that Father Stretch My Hands and he was going off. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I said, yeah, you gotta come better than that. Love the music, though. Glad you're in a happy place. You know what I'm saying? Because that Vultures was hell. You ain't like Vultures.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah, I'm waiting for number two and shit. But yeah, we're going to see what Future and Metro Boomin going to do. It's going to be wicked. I knew they were coming out with an album, but they nigga asked that, we still don't trust you. I said,
uh-oh. Yeah, they said they're going to do two volumes.
I said, uh-oh. And them niggas, it was that one, so I forgot what song it was on that album. And he was basically going at Drake. He said, nigga was your number one fan, dog. I said, damn. I said, that nigga Future hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, y'all niggas fell out before. Say what?
Yeah, I kind of figured it's gonna come to a head like this shit. Niggas start doing music together, oh, yeah. Man.
And especially him, Metro fell out.
Yeah. It was over a girl one.
Nah. A song they said about the record, like he said, thank you. Drake said that his album was the best rap album out there. And Metro said something about Bill the Hero should have been the best. This is the best album out.
They had a nice production on the album. And I mean, Drake really don't care about Grammys and shit. I mean, now niggas killing that Grammy validation, but niggas still gonna fight for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, Killer Mike still deserve that shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Shit, he did.
Shoot, but Travis Scott still had a solid album, but still. But still, on some real shit. What else was I talking about? So, with all this beef going on, how you think Drake gonna respond?
I mean, shoot, he probably, I don't think he's gonna make a song. He's gonna make like a verse or song, or be on, depending on when he release something next. Like, shit, you got, man, we ain't going to the studio. Like, say something like, everybody waiting on you, Spoon. I think that's what Kendrick waiting on. Like, shit, I think that was Future waiting on. That was Metro can't rap, but I think everybody waiting on him, what he gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
I think they gonna go with him again on Net Project Friday. Shit, when you ball your court, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna push T on that shit. I'm gonna fall the fuck out. Damn. I need some of that ape shit, Future, man. That nigga gonna spaz out. So now you seen Rick Ross beef with Drake too. These niggas picking sides.
Yeah,
you don't smell like it.
Yeah.
They say Eminem. Like, said, Drake, hey, they gonna turn their back on you. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. If I'm Drake, you just stick with your people. I don't know.
Yeah, I would guess everybody wants shit. We don't see if you can really rap like that, like you do. See if you like it for real.
Shit, ain't nobody low. Little baby, he gone. Shit. Man, he big smiling rap history shit. Like, they said, shit, he must have had a ghost rifle. Like, they said, Gunna must write for it. Can't make a hit. Can't make a song.
I don't like how they did Gunna. Well, how about this? I don't like how Baby did Gunna.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he first came in, he said, man, Gunna used to write for me and all that and teach me how to rap and all that shit. I ain't no street nigga. I'm in a law-abiding citizen. I don't understand the street code. I'm probably not even qualified to talk like Beanie Siegel say. But still, though, talk that shit out. If Thug say he don't care, if people say he cool, hey, y'all be jumping the gun real quick. That's what I'm saying. Y'all be looking phony. Y'all be looking phony. Y'all be doing this shit, man. So, and speaking of that shit, how you feel about... I gotta ask you this question. I really need your opinion on this. How you feel about that Meek Mill and Academic shit? That nigga blocked Academics. He ain't really used to all the shit. He blocked his ass.
Shit, yeah, man. Yeah, man. Academic killing Meek. Man, see, you gotta be a goddamn.
Like you said, an activist that you want to ride around Philly 2 o'clock looking for ops and shit. Like, you said, pick a side, man.
This nigga, he said he gonna come see him. And then he said, he gonna wind up, I'm just gonna block him. I said, and then he gonna ask for a podcast. I said, bruh. So I said, you can't come back from me. Niggas don't want to hear from Meek Mill no more, man.
Nah, he said, man, doing all that acting crazy on damn line. I'm like, shit, yeah, I'm in Gary Fuck and stuff. I'm what he be doing and shit. Like, nigga, you been feeding into it, whatever they saying about you to be true.
You gonna put that damn group? Really? Are you?
Yeah.
Hey man, you died, but do you think Diddy going to jail?
Probably not.
They find shit, but they laid it on what they laid on the white lady from CNN and Fox News. She said they might got some on.
Niggas gonna ask for their name to be written out of them damn paperwork if they on them tapes.
I mean, well, ran out of Apple Davis. Goddamn. They can't say goddamn Cassie Cooperate.
Yeah. Man, that shit. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it was best if you had dreams as a rapper that you kind of dodged a bullet because Diddy out here pimping motherfuckers who trying to be on mainstream.
Yeah.
And that's basically what he's doing. He said, because even Gene Deal said the shit with the, what's the girl's name? Dandy Kane, whatever their name was.
Oh, yeah, Dandy Kane.
Yeah, he said, if they don't do nothing, I'm going to drug them and pimp them to my homies. I was like, shit, you might be doing shit.
Yeah.
Allegedly, remember when old buddy was on the Breakfast Club, and he said, why he was in Miami with Diddy? I said, maybe that was one of them.
Yeah.
So, but that nigga 50 Cent ain't letting up, boy.
Knocked out him missing. He his baby mama. That nigga 50 Cent been going that man ever since.
Baby mama got, she was flustered, boy. She said, why are you doing this? Hey, man.
That's up, though.
I said, that's the one nigga you never want to beef with. I don't care. I'm for real, man. 50, and me and my mom talked about this. She said 50 done put him in his own lane where he don't need nobody. He built his own shit. He don't give a fuck who you is. He went at everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. And especially, I said, what?
Jay-Z, too.
Yeah. He went at everybody. He said, fuck it. I said, I got shot before. Hey, it can't get worse. Can't get worse than this. The shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, it's been good, though, man. I just like bars, man. Good music and bars. I don't care about all that killing and fighting and shit, man. Keep it professional and just make it a sport. So.
He's gonna respond first. Shit, man. J. Cole, man. First, but shit. I see who else is gonna say something. But I think I think Metro, they're gonna be surprised for most shit from Metro in the future on the upcoming album. That's on all the release they're gonna come out. They got something to deal with this. Unless Kendrick, well, I know Kendrick ain't dropping no time soon.
Yeah, Kendrick gone. I think they're gonna be working on Baby Keem shit. Cause I know him ain't, they ain't with TDE no more, so I'm pretty sure. I wonder how it's professional, because I ain't worried about her, him and SZA and shit. Cause you know she with working with Drake and all that. You know Kendrick be working with SZA cause they from TDE. But yeah, so I'm pretty sure they gonna work on Baby Keem. He gonna come back. He gonna come back with some revenge. He probably gonna, I don't think he gonna drop an album, but he probably gonna drop The Hearts Part 6 and go at them niggas. And he come at them, he gonna say some off the wall shit. And he gonna piss some niggas off, cause that's one thing about Kendrick. And J. Cole did call that shit out. He said, I got here with my boys, you got here from controversy, but it worked, goddamn.
Oh yeah.
He gonna say some off the wall shit. Like, damn.
Yeah.
He probably got it already.
Shit, girl, I like nine. Shit, he might be like. Shit, I like J. I wonder when he was winning, when J. Cole went and recorded it. Like, shit. Yeah.
Who that?
J. Cole. I wonder when. Did he get a record for everybody I heard?
And that's what I be thinking. I think them guys got some insights. Because, you know, them motherfuckers probably know niggas who know like publishing things, or oh, Kendrick just put in a new publishing, do you want to listen to it, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And they were like, oh, cause I was like, damn, that nigga dropped that this shit quick. But they said he be doing these practices where he be writing songs in 7 minutes, just go the fuck in. It was good, I just didn't like the beat. The conductor was straight. He had to start led with the conductor shit. And this is me. I go off of beats. If I don't like the beat, I'm going to listen to your lyrics. I'm like, it's all right. That's just me. I listen to the beat. Your lyrics can be good. I'm like, damn, that's some fucked up shit you just But if you got fucking bars and a nice-ass beat, I'm going to love this shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, that is me.
I'm wondering why he used the damn Dipset beat to get They shouldn't, to me, they shouldn't change that beat though. Like,
yeah, I
like
how it changed a little bit. They changed a little bit. Oh man, it was good though. It was good. Hey, nice treat. It's a nice treat. It overshadowed Bryson Tiller. Yeah, I forgot he ain't had. I said, oh shit. That's what I do with it. I said, damn, Big Sean. Then they said, Pusha T came out with a freestyle. I said, a lot of this shit get overshadowed. Then your feed on Twitter and all that shit be about debates and shit.
But I don't really like that. Yeah. Yeah. Shit,
what's going on? You know, I don't know who else gonna drop. I know Drake ain't gonna drop a little time soon. Shit, first he said he gonna take a break. Shit, he might have stepped back in the booth.
So you might have to. I mean, I think he got that damn deal with Apple Music or Columbia, one of them. He got like 10 albums deal or some shit. But he's a hero. I got to work on my stomach and all that shit. I can't tell shit. The next thing you know, he's going to be doing a song with Sexy Red and shit.
Oh, yeah. They say they paying him to promote him. That man, they throwing the hell out of him.
Hey. Shout out to Sexy Red, man. Hey, say what you want, but damn it, she found a way.
She found a way, man.
She making that, man.
Song out of song, but she really killed, man. Making the stay for real.
Hey, they want that hood rat shit. Super hood rat shit. That was the damn hot girl shit. It's some straight up find you at the damn beauty store with a bonnet on and you got a fat ass.
Yeah.
Scroll down down Main Stay and down Lil Push. She took Glorilla out too. Then Glorilla came out with the Glow song, but shit. Other than that shit, she kept like she got them took out both their fan base. She surpassed both of them.
Damn City Girls, boy. They always
been on that shit. They can't say that shit even when they came back out.
That young man be out here selling pussy. Allegedly. God damn. Some nigga was playing a pretty penny, but she like that. She already let it know, let it be known she like to be pissed on and shit and all that. So Diddy heard that shit. He said, I gotta have her. Them niggas nasty. But yeah, Sexy Red, Sukihana, yeah, they killed that push because everybody's just like, hey, you ain't gotta be rich to do this shit. You could be a regular girl with a fat ass and all that and do that ratchet shit. And niggas eating that shit up.
Yeah, especially the summertime shit.
Oh, yeah, they getting ready.
Oh, yeah, well, she got one more album. I don't know. I think Sex Red probably got one more in. I think after this next album, might be over with.
Hey, man, like I always said, these female rappers always got a ace in the hole. When shit don't go right, Linktree.
Carter said she's scared to drop her own album because she said they won't fuck with
who?
Cardi B.
Man, she waiting too damn long. She waiting too long, but she, I mean, Nicki Minaj, look, here's my thing. If Nicki Minaj could pull out some bullshit and go on tour and get her that money, nigga do that shit. Cause niggas about tired, they listen to the same shit. I mean, you can put out a damn single.
That's the thing, see, with Nicki Minaj, I know people have their opinion about her like she just did, but she can rap. And like, so she can always create. She always gonna be able to create a sound shit. People, her fans, her followers gonna listen to and stuff like that. Cause she can, like, she can rap.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah.
She leave, be gone for a long time, come back. Still be got name. I have nothing going to it.
You right. You exactly right. She could, but hey, put out songs, just fucking do a part two of Spaceships again. That's what I just got. That's what, after that, that turned me off. Well, I said, Lord, she done pop.
Oh, yeah. I know. She kind of figured it was coming that way. Shit, like, this shit got Young Money shit. Yeah, that shit okay.
Oh, yeah, baby. So we about to get this pop money too. God damn it. Damn, she went pop. That shit turned me off. I was like, But hey, Cardi B ass, she just need to really drop shit. Drop shit. Still be friendly, because a lot of these motherfuckers living in Portland is hoping that, hey, I like going to shows. But I feel kind of like rap. How can I say it? That shit gonna be dead. That shit about to turn into disco. Cause why you gotta go on a streamer's what's the nigga name? Kai Sign.
Oh yeah, what else nigga name? Dennis Duke.
Yeah, Dennis Duke and Aaron Ross. Why you gotta go to these niggas' platform just to get a buzz? That's kind of, I understand you want to get the kids' attention and shit, but maybe because I'm not a no more. Hell yeah! I said niggas spinning the night.
Dream kids and shit.
Nobody want to hear
that damn drill music.
Killed
the shit.
Nobody want to
listen to that shit,
yo.
That drill music got
popular.
That shit dead now.
And
that shit rap went with.
Nobody want to hear that shit. The sad thing about it is, it was Chicago drill, New York drill. Chicago drill had some hits. New York drill ain't had now one. Pop Smoke had a few, but everybody else, it was ass. It was the same beat and just a sample. That's the same beat, the same beat panel. I'm like, bro, who listens to this shit in New York? Me. The South, only thing the South been doing. Well, I ain't got never mind. Cause I be hearing some.
I ain't done that shit. You like shit? I don't know. Putting that out shit now. Memphis one really putting music out and shit. I can't find a sound no more.
Hey man, Future getting old. Somebody get to come
up. Shit, nigga ain't with that. All that shit damn going over there 2 years since Solana broke a new artist. I'm longer than that shit. No,
it's been a minute because Thug in jail, Future getting old. I mean, who the hottest nigga in Atlanta, really? Who
shit, that nobody.
Where that nigga from? Oh, yeah, you kids right about Memphis. Where that nigga that Tia be on talking about Rick Ross' baby mama? That rapper.
He from Florida.
Oh, he from Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
niggas from Memphis, not Memphis, but Michigan, they doing shit, but they on fourth and shit.
But yeah, Atlanta, I don't know. Maybe people just tired of the auto-tune shit.
That auto-tune, if I hear auto-tune, you better have a 5-beat. I am just gonna tune out. You gotta catch my attention. But
it's all good.
On the artist. Shit, like it. Man, nigga moved to Atlanta, man. Shit, fuck the sound up.
I know you said to break, it's harder now to break an artist because everybody sounding the same and shit. Ain't nobody authentic.
So. Yeah, man, but I feel Atlanta, Atlanta ain't broke an artist in two, you don't know, two summers. Shit, shit. It's something about stars, shit. I ain't name win the last hit out of Atlanta from New Orleans.
Yeah. Damn. Nobody damn, I can't name nobody.
Shit. Cause nobody ain't shit. Remember one time Atlanta had somebody always had my neck. Shit, this shit ain't case no more.
I miss the futuristic days.
Oh yeah. Shit, damn that, man.
Hey, I miss the futuristic days and the Dap Piff and DJ Holiday and DJ Drama mixtape days, boy.
Yeah, nobody wanna do that on mixtape no more. Well, shit, but they trying to do a recreate with Drama, but this shit ain't the same. You gotta. You gotta have a true mixtape vibe. It shouldn't be a vibe like that no more.
Niggas don't wanna go, see? And it took fucking Tyler the fucking Creator to go get DJ Drama for niggas to start going back to that style. Hey. That nigga went from talking about some weird shit to putting DJ Drama made the best album that year. That shit was all next to Donda.
Yeah, my head. Shit, everybody don't deserve that shit, though.
Who that?
It's everybody. Everybody know everybody want a gangster, but not everybody don't deserve a gangster. That shit should be like goddamn a rare gem. Everybody don't get that shit.
There you go. Because niggas be, that shit ain't going to be valid. It's like, okay, DJ Drama. And DJ Drama like, nigga, what are you talking about? Nigga, give me hype. I like to hear DJ Drama talk shit. Then the nigga come in, talk his big shit, and then they had to replay that shit. That shit used to be lit back in the day. It was a whole fucking atmosphere. That what Gucci said. Treat the album like a mixtape. And guess what happened?
Yeah, the nigga was on the
Grammy. Hey, man, the album got to have a great album's going to have a theme, a fucking atmosphere. That's why you got classics. Now, the motherfuckers just go in there, and the shit sound the same, like Little Baby. I really never got into Little Baby. He had a few hits in there,
yeah,
but.
I mean, that really just give it to him like that. All that shit sound the same. Talk about it.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of a lot of people out too. Like, man, this shit, same shit over and over.
Hey, the baby did too. He had the same cadence.
He got the fuck they on saying him. They say he done got a new music, like, you done switched the floor. You done switched it up.
I mean, the last thing I thought he was doing a song with Busta Rhymes. That sounded hard. But he got the fuck on and shit. Sometimes you gotta know when to call it quits. Cause that nigga Ply just bowed out gracefully.
Yeah.
Some niggas just need to bow out gracefully. You don't even need to drop a last out. Just be like, damn, you just left us like that? Like, yeah, man. Yeah, I think niggas ain't listening to it. And that nigga Plies, he dropped 2 albums in 1 year. It's like, damn, nigga.
That used to be thought. Oh yeah. Like I remember back when people used to do that, like shit. When I drop, like, it'd be a long time before they drop an album. Like Kendrick do, but J. Cole used to do the same thing. But now he releases some more music more frequently. But he used to like drop shit about 2-3 years later, come back again.
Yeah.
Like to me, like that means you putting out music with substance. Shit, like goddamn, by the time I have people feeling them come up for the next release, shit, you put ass back to album, shit, bitch, you gonna run out. You rapping about the same shit, god, man. They got a bunch of ideas.
You wanna have a hot take?
Yeah,
I think, man, you already spoke on this before, though, because Jay Z was dropping an album every year, wasn't
it? Yeah.
And Kanye and D. Kanye and what's the name? Saved his life with the blueprint.
Gave a new sound.
Do you agree with
the beats? With the beats and Jet Blaze, like the Pad 2-9, the blue, like it was starting to get a little better. It got a little better on the damn Dynasty shit. I said, yeah, it gets the sound start sound a little new. Yeah, the blueprint, yeah, that shit changed the direction of shit. And he like,
Sometimes you just gotta find something. You gotta find something like. Everybody say Kanye crazy, but the nigga reinvented himself. And if he fucked up, but he gonna give you something that you gonna like out of like every album, you gonna like at least one song. One song.
Say what?
I want to get all the Backstreet song. I want to get that shit clear probably on next one, though.
He said it's up there. That feels
good. Yeah, it's on YouTube, everyone. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, they need to stop doing that shit. They got to realize, even though this nigga, he been like this, he going to say what the fuck he want to say. He got the fuck on, because he ain't got ties with nobody, so everything on his own. Shit. The nigga doing his own shit. But like I said, the nigga went from the fucking polo backpack to the motherfucking, like, each album did not sound the same. College Dropout don't sound like Late Registration. Graduation don't sound like Last Registration. 808s and Heartbreaks and all that shit. But yeah, we could talk about that all day, but you know, that's just me. Motherfucker made a gospel album. But who you think right now? Right now. Cause you know, Rich Uncle be coming to us and asking who our top five. Who you right now? Who your top five?
Shit, yeah, I'll tell you, shit. Right now, there ain't too many people dropping music. Like it's just the same for you. Still got Drake, J. Cole. Got man, everybody dropping the same kind of music. Well, everybody dropping the same one. Still dropping music. Like shit, I think we're in time. It's hard to tell. He ain't even top five. He ain't even top five rappers out right now.
Dad, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was asking you that question, because I can't call it. Yet.
Well, you can't see it. Who you got? You got the same people.
It is, and it's sad too, ain't it? And these motherfuckers be dropping the song. Oh, that's a nice hit. When Kendrick dropping? Oh, Kendrick dropping. When Cole dropping? Oh, shit. When Drake dropping? When Future dropping? Hey, when Kendrick dropping? We in that fucking cycle, bruh. It's like them niggas, we wait for them niggas to drop.
It ain't shit. Like, if it ain't there, like it's hard to break through. Shit, little baby came up and shit. Like I said, look what happened to him.
Yeah,
like shit, ain't five rappers. It's not five rappers like out like that. I give you a top five currently.
Yeah, I mean, you got some rappers that you know ain't mainstream, but they done got bars. Like Jordan Lucas and Larry Drew and damn, my bad. All them boys, cause some of them music they can relate. Like when you hear Larry, when you hear him rap, you're like, damn, I just want to go outside and just have a nice night. But a lot of motherfuckers, you know, you gotta have your own, like, you gonna have some rappers here and there, but like the top main rappers. I remember, So-and-So came out. Like, everybody remember the first time 50 Cent went mainstream. And back then, before social media, everything was word of mouth. And all I remember was, this nigga goes at everybody. We ain't got that no more. We ain't got that shit no more. I miss them days of hip hop. Like, we said, this nigga coming up, man. I'm telling you, he gonna be the number one. Like, when you put me on Crib, he said, man, he rap, he make his own beats. So. I can't call it, man. I'm gonna be 80 years old, and I'm gonna be listening to some shit that came out 40 years ago. So. I don't know what the fuck these niggas be putting out.
That's it, this shit is on. Nobody ain't creative no more.
Shit, they got a rapper that don't even rhyme. He just be talking.
Oh, yeah.
He was on that
B-Lo nigga. He like that shit.
Nah, Rob 49 or whatever, he was on Travis Scott album. Did he rhyme? Nigga don't rhyme.
No, they say about Big Sean, he tell me talking to.
Who, Big Sean?
Yeah.
I like Big Sean. I like when he was hungry, when he was trying to get in the rap game.
Oh, yeah.
But it was all good. He tried. He did his thing. He just be I don't know. Sometimes his beat selection be questionable. And that's one thing. Yeah. Some motherfuckers got some beat selections and they be like, you could have done both.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got a little good pick, good beats.
Yeah. I mean, that's the damn foundation of the whole song. And motherfuckers just go in. I said, damn, this baby song sounds just like the last one. We getting on baby hard on this episode. I'm just saying, but that's the thing, though. It's the truth, though. Like, Gunna come in, he'll put a beat, and then it'll sound a little like it's from China and all that shit, and they'll come back with a damn freaking Zaytoven sound, and he'll go off on that shit. That's what you gotta do. But that's me. Hey, but I like it. Kendrick wants y'all niggas to drop bars. When Control came out, niggas was dropping fucking songs every week and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, it is what it is, man. So, anything else you got? Okay. But, yeah. So, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Future, please. Have Pusha T up there so we can make Aubrey come out and get in the booth and see what he gonna say. And Kendrick, keep doing your thing. And people, enjoy the fucking music. It's Kendrick and J. Cole. These are niggas ain't killing each other. These niggas are saying poetry to each other. Let them niggas live. Don't turn it into something else like I did Biggie and Pop. Rest in peace. And Gucci and Jeezy. So... But yeah, you got anything else, bro?
Nah, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Hey, y'all, it's WrestleMania weekend. I enjoyed that, too. As always, that's another episode. Hey, we can call Sham and TJ. We can have a nice old post-WrestleMania show. All right. Hey. But yeah, this has been the Gen Talk Podcast. We appreciate y'all listening. And y'all have a good weekend. Well, if wherever you're listening when it drops, y'all have a good day, a good week, and a good month. But we're going to drop some more episodes coming soon. Y'all enjoy yourselves. It's the Gen Talk Podcast. And we in the jungle, baby.
No, you're in.
Huh? Man, she did it cool. Oh, it's not cool. My bad.